Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw corn continue to push higher here again today.
You know, it did. I mean, and it was a weekly strong close, made new contract highs here to end the week. And, you know, like we always say in these markets, when you have a bull market, which we definitely do in corn, a bull needs to be fed every day. And we did get the positive noon this week. We had the acres going down 3 million on the June report. We had the yields going down 10 bushels an acre on corn and the ending stocks coming down. And I think the belief is going into the July report and into the June report that you're going to continue to see acres and production come down. So it all adds up to adding risk premium to the market on corn. And you have wheat and soybeans, which supply balance tables are bearish following to the upside.
I guess the dangerous thing would be demand destruction, I suppose, with this corn moving high fast like it is.
Yeah, you know, and that is going to be the case, and I think we saw it in the monthly crop production report that we had in June. Actually, the exports were down 100 million for old crop. We had new crop demand down 425 million. That's a lot. So the demand destruction is definitely taking place, and we're pushing all of the demand to the upfront months, and bull spreads were in vogue today and for the week. And I think the key is at what point do we have dialed in the bull news, but we're still trying to figure out the acres, Randy, this late. We're still trying to figure out the yield. That'll take a while. But even on the acres, it's probably going to take these prevent plant acre reports August to really give us a better idea.
Well, even soybeans with 8 to 9 higher here at the close today, that's got to be more than just, or is it just acreage?
Well, you know, I think the beans, I think it's kind of the same thing. I think it's the trade looks at it as a head scratcher. You take the yield down 10 bushels an acre on corn, but you leave the bean yield or the bean corn acre down 10 bushels an acre, but you leave the bean yield unchanged. So I think the trade is concerned that maybe the yield on soybeans comes down also. And, of course, there's still a debate on acres. Do we lose some acres? Do we add acres? So I think it's more uncertainty with the funds sitting here with a big negative short position, a little bit of balancing for the weekend.
Sure. Now, I'm guessing the higher feed costs impacting the livestock markets?
You know, typically, it's not having the typical reaction. Typically, when you have a higher price feed, you usually take the feeder cattle down, but you usually put the back months of cattle and hogs up. So we're having just the opposite reaction. So I think that's a bit of a concern for the demand side of the meat market, but also on is the corn market getting a little bit mature. So not getting that typical reaction over there, had a poor close to end the week on cattle and hogs.
Yeah, definitely the hog side too, $2 down, so.
Yeah, the hog side, I think when you look at it, what we've done is we've just really retraced all the way back to what the government price projections have been all year without counting big demand out of Asia. And we're not seeing the big demand out of Asia. And what we're really seeing is the domestic demand has slowed down on the pork, and our export pace is picking up 26% over a year ago on demand, but not enough to compensate for the record supplies and expansion.
All righty. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, I think keep our eye on the sky, and the dollar ends up firm here, so that slows exports a bit.
Don Rowe is at U.S. Commodities.